Before we listen prayerfully to God's Word, I invite you to quiet yourself in the presence of the One who knows you, sees you, and loves you. In your body, take a posture that best expresses your longings, your needs, and your receptivity to God right now. Perhaps you're sitting, or kneeling, or even lying face down. Perhaps your hands are open, or maybe they're clasped together. In the quiet, take a few deep breaths of preparation for prayer. Inhale the love and grace of God. Exhale any resistance to God's love and grace. For this opening reading of the scripture text, listen to the overall movement of it. Ask the Lord for the grace to hear it as if you're hearing it for the very first time. Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 26 to 30. Listen to God's Word. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." As you hear the scripture a second time, listen for a word or phrase that seems to choose you, something that comes into bolder print than the rest. Don't strive to figure out which word or phrase that is. Just receive whatever comes. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit."
If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to ponder it. What thoughts arise in you as you savor this particular word or phrase? What emotions rise in you as you hear this word or phrase? What memories surface for you as you ponder this word or phrase? And how does this word or phrase connect with your life right now?
And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit."
Talk honestly with God about whatever you're noticing and listen for God's invitations to you. How are you being called to respond to God's word? What do you need from God right now?
And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit."
In the quiet, enjoy a time of wordless communion with God. In the trustworthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Amen.